Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So, Seth, I got a text yesterday from Rob, who is Carrington Harrison's producer in Kansas City on our sister station. He texted me at like 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He's like, hey, do you guys archive the post game show anywhere? We'd love to. They apparently, after the Chiefs beat somebody in the playoffs, they like to play some of the phone calls from the opposing market that complain particularly about the officiating. They've got very big rabbit ears, as you know, about the officials being credited with a big hand in all their Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, they do not. They're not happy about anything that takes away from just the awesomeness that is the Kansas City Chiefs,
right?
And Pat Mahomes, who could never, ever, ever be guilty of exploiting the playbook or kind of acting like a dramatic little version of his brother Jackson Mahomes,
right?
Who's by far now the least of the less dramatic of the two Mahomes siblings.
That's one of the oddest developments, is Jackson Mahomes is now the more likable Mahomes.
Yeah, I love Jackson. Yeah. I wish Mahomes would just tone it down a little bit like his brother Jackson.
That's right. Okay? So I said I don't know that we archive the post-game show. That's actually Texans Real Estate. That's not ours. It's a Texans production. Check their app. Maybe it's on there. I don't know. And so Rob texted me back. He said, hey, we can't find it, whatever. Do you want to come on with us? And I said, oh, yeah, I would love to come on with you guys.
Yeah.
Love to. Mm-hmm. And so I do, and I like Carrington. He's got a really good show. I'm happy to go on any time. This particular time, though, I was very happy to go on. So I went on yesterday afternoon. Before we get to what I said that got everybody angry up in Kansas City, and we don't have audio of this, unfortunately. It doesn't make it into their podcast because it's a promotional bumper leading into the segment.
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes radio stations do the, like, they have an actual player say, hey, this is Laramie Tunsil, and you're listening to Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I'm sitting there on hold, and I hear, and I kid you not, the name of Carrington Harrison's show is The Drive, just like ours.
Yeah, this is why I got confused by the text you sent me yesterday. So, yeah.
This is Rashee Rice, and you're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison. And I that's an odd one to use, considering he started a six-car pileup in Dallas over the summer, you know,
for The Drive. He is like the worst drive ever.
He's the worst person. So I commented about that on my way in on the show.
I'm good, Carrington. It's good to hear your voice. I don't mean to choose violence right out of the chute, but was that a promo that I just heard with Rashee Rice promoting The Drive?
Yes, that is it. I know what you're about to say. I understand what
ironic.
You're saying. I didn't have anything to do with that.
That's I know you didn't. I'm just pointing it out. That's wild to me. But anyways, okay. So let's talk. Let's talk about this game.
Right now we're talking to Sean Pendergast.
You take it down.
We should call our show the Unregistered Firearms. This is Rashee Rice here for Unregistered Weapons.
Man, I didn't want to go too deep on it, but in my mind, I'm going, are you going to have his mom come on and, this is Rashee Rice's mom, and you're listening to The Drive, sponsored by UPS.
The Drive, sponsored by... Oh, no, you actually got to call it the actual... What's it called? Porch Pirates, yeah. Because that's what she got. For those of you who don't know, Rashee Rice's mom, wearing a Rashee Rice... While wearing a Rashee Rice jersey... She porch pirated.
Yeah.
She grabbed packages from in front of somebody's door.
Yep.
And that's how they caught her.
Yep.
They're like, that woman wearing Rashee Rice's jersey looks like Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
It made me feel more sympathetic to Rashee Rice. Because, like, obviously, it's one thing to be a criminal. It's another to be a stupid criminal.
Yes.
But if your example, all you have to look up to is a stupid criminal, then so go with you.
Yeah, and that's how it goes. All right, so we got that out of the way. And then he asked me, like, hey, how are Texan fans reacting to the officiating part of the game? And I basically told him, I said, look, we're not happy about it. You know, like, it was definitely, if we were to... You know, every game, one team benefits more than the other from officiating, and clearly the Chiefs benefited more in that game. I think the tone here was definite frustration with the refs, but I think by and large, there's a resolve that they just need to not have to go on the road in the divisional round. You know, like, you go on the road and play at the Chiefs, or you go on the road in basketball and play at the Warriors back in the day when they were good. You know, like, that's part... It's baked into the home field advantage that the human beings officiated the games get somewhat influenced by what is going on with the home team in that
state. Well, yeah, and then part of just aside from the officiating side of it, somebody in the press conference yesterday asked about playing in the cold. And CJ said, I didn't think the cold was a factor, but that it's playing at home, especially the way the defense has played at home this year, where the defense played well enough in that game to win the game.
Yeah.
Except that, man, at home, they turn the ball over.
Big time.
They create takeaways. They have huge, huge plays. Yeah. So, yeah, that is a big part of it. The other thing, too, is as far as I love how people act like you can't talk about the officiating without being accused of you blaming that as the only reason they lost. Like, no, there are on offense and defense, there are about 140 plays in a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like after an incredible Pat Mahomes catch or throw and catch, we would sit here and say, like, well, yeah, but that's not the reason they won the game. But it's not. I mean, it's a factor
it's
in the
reason.
Game.
It's
one
reason.
Play
yeah.
among 140. And some plays are more poignant than others. Those unnecessary roughnesses were poignant moments in the game.
Yep. Okay, so I explained, I think, on behalf of Texan fans, like, how we were feeling about it. And then I was not going to leave that interview, that conversation, without getting my opinion out there about Patrick Mahomes.
The gall that Patrick Mahomes has to abuse the rules the way that he does, I can understand where players after the game, where you're right after the game, testosterone-laden atmosphere. It's a high testosterone zone. Emotions are running high. The game just ended 10 minutes ago. The stuff that Mahomes does to me, Carrington, is disgusting. That he does where he's got a path out of bounds, and he decides to tippy-toe back inside, slide down so he can draw an illegal, you know, an unnecessary roughness penalty. The flop out of bounds. Like, I get it. Like, you guys have three Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes. I rooted for James Harden and defended him for years in Houston, so I kind of know the territory that we're in right now. You guys got the titles at least to show for it. But the level of bargaining that has to go on with a fan of a player that flops is tough. And I'm sure there's a ton of Kansas City fans right now listening to me say this, say, we don't really care. We win with the guy. We love the guy. And that's all well and good. I think it's wussy-ish stuff that Patrick Mahomes does, and I hope they legislate it the hell out of the game.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Wussy. You called him a wussy.
I came close to using the I almost took it up a notch.
Different consonant.
Yeah. So how did I do, Seth? How did I do?
I thought that was really good. You didn't sound like an unhinged lunatic either.
Right.
I think that was very good logic. And people might vehemently disagree with you, but only because they're wussies themselves. We know Missouri's full of wussies. That's why Mark Twain didn't stay there. It's why he went to Connecticut, of all places.
That's the hardscrabble streets, man. Absolutely. The Mark Twain house in Hartford, Connecticut, baby.
Yeah. The abusing of the rules and the wanton floppiness. It's un-American.
apparently I went back in for more because there's one more cut here. So so I went in. I went back in on Mahomes. Once wasn't good enough. I went back in one more time.
The funny thing was about it, Carrington, is that if they had called something, he was actually pushed while he was still in bounds. That was the crazy part. Like his, if you go back and watch that play, his feet are still in bounds when Henry Toa nudges him slightly. And then Patrick, and then his arms are flailing. He looks like one of those big inflatables outside of a new car dealership with the arms flailing around like Bailey had in WWE back in the day, like just flailing the arms and whatnot. That stuff, like, he's so above that, man. Like, you guys know that. This guy is the best player in recent memory. He's the best. He's the GOAT. If we're to define this generation as post-Brady, he's the post-Brady GOAT. He doesn't need to be doing that stuff. Like, if I was a Kansas City fan, I would be secretly disgusted with it. I wouldn't walk around town saying how disgusted I am because I don't know how the rest of, you know, everybody else would feel about it. But I just thought that stuff, like, that's like, he's just, he should be so above that. That's that stuff Zach Wilson should be doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's that, you know, or Will Levis. That's a Will Levis move right there. Patrick Mahomes ain't Will Levis. He doesn't need to be doing that. I just thought that stuff was gross.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I should have armed you with before you went into that interview was the memory of him last year after they had that Kadarius Toney offsides that negated the touchdown at the end of the Bills game.
Yeah.
And immediately after the game, Mahomes, who would never whine about the officials, that's what all the Chiefs fans are saying right now, goes up to Josh Allen. He's like, "That's the dumbest call I've ever seen."
Oh, that's what that was.
Leaving, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. He was a whiny little...
Yeah, that was that little snippet that you're talking about there was making its way around the internet this weekend because they're going to play each other again.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember what play he was talking about.
It was the Kadarius Toney aligned offsides. Yeah. And then Travis Kelce, remember, caught the ball and then pitched it to Kadarius Toney.
That's right.
The play was negated. And after the game, Mahomes just was whining about the officials to Josh Allen. And then later on in the press conference.
In a win. Was, like, Josh Allen wanted to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. He was even, and then even after the game, it was, it was pathetic.
Was that the game? Was that the playoff game? Or
No, that was a regular season game.
Okay, so did Buffalo win that game in the regular
season? Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
I thought it was after the playoff game for some reason. I got confused. Sorry about that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not allowed to be the one who gets confused on stuff, Sean, because then it really throws me into turmoil.
Sorry.
Then I'm like,
that.
Oh crap, I probably don't have any of this right.
No, you had it right. Now, because now I can picture it. And they were in Arrowhead. Yeah, they were in Arrowhead Stadium for that game. They had to go on the road and beat Buffalo in the playoffs last year.
Oh no! And then the next day in the press conference, he said, "Well, I just, you know, Travis Kelce is such a great player, and they took it away from him."
Oh, that's right. The moment
it didn't even affect the. It didn't even affect the play.
The moment. That's right.
He was lined up against. Egregiously offsides, Patrick.
Yeah.
All right. You guys bring Kadarius Toney onto your team. This is what you get. All right.
Yeah.
You're going to blame the officials for Kadarius Toney being Kadarius Toney.
Man.
Yeah, he's bad. He's bad for the game and bad for America. And anybody, any Kansas City Chiefs fan who doesn't recognize it or realize it, you're bad for America as well.
That's right.
Frankly, I think you should lose your right to vote. I'd rather see felons vote than you.
Carrington sent me the pictures of the text page after I went in and said the things I said. There was this guy, WTF, cry more. This guy, these are all separate texts. This guy is a loser. No one flops more than Josh Allen. Josh Allen is just as bad. Dude sounds like he's going to break down. LMFA.
That's interesting. I didn't realize you were on in Buffalo. That's interesting.
Right. He's disgusted with the call, LMAO. There's some that I can't read because they're very graphic.
Yeah, just like Pat Mahomes, I couldn't play the audio because he says the F word 3 times in that little conversation with Josh Allen when he's whining about the officials.
Get this goofball out of here. He's jealous he doesn't have a beast like Mahomes.
Hello. Sean's other team was a national championship game participant last night.
That's right.
He knows about... almost championship
participant. Yeah, yes. exactly as the highlights play up on the TV up there. Some of it I'm getting caught up on. I fell asleep in the second half of that game. I can't believe I missed the comeback in that game. Hell of a comeback by the Irish. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So that was my appearance on Kansas City. If you're up and you're listening, text in, let me know how I did representing Houston, really representing people who are anti-flopping at large.
Representing America
mostly, yeah,
is what you had to do.
Yep.
You're no doubt. You're as great a man as any actual Medal of Honor winner.
I am anxious to get Ross Tucker's thoughts on this at the top of the hour and see where he stands on all the Mahomes stuff.
Talking to Ross Tucker too about potentially the Texans looking for a new offensive line coach.
Yeah.
He watches a lot of football and might have some ideas for who we should go out and grab.
That'd be great. All right, Payne and Pendergast, what Seth's referring to there, it sounds like Chris Strauser, O-line coach, will not be back in 2025. We'll touch on that and a whole lot more in headlines coming up next. The coaching carousel appears to be stopping in a couple of places today and maybe later on today as well. And we've got a college football champion as well. We'll get to all of that in headlines coming up next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.